Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A key report from the U.S. government goes AWOL and Christian leaders are asking why. Later, hear how one ministry's new president got her start on the mission field. We'll share the story with you in just a few moments. First, 2025 ended without the U.S. Department of State releasing its annual report on international religious freedom. And that's a problem because the most recent state designations were made in 2023 and expired December 31st. Now, the 2023 list named countries or entities of particular concern, which included Iran, Vietnam, Boko Haram, the Taliban, and others. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says these designations gave tools to the U.S. government to encourage religious freedom. But now,
it seems like this is sort of falling by the wayside. Obviously, for those of us who care about religious freedom, that's concerning.
The 2026 World Watch List from Open Doors was released yesterday. It shows persecution of Christians worldwide isn't going away. Now, if you're a U.S. citizen, find your place in the story by taking civic action.
The issuance of this International Religious Freedom Report is mandated by law. It is not suggested. It is directed. And so I think it is a valid question to present to your congressman, to your senator, hey, why didn't we see this report in 2024? And now we didn't see it in 2025.
Learn how to pray more specifically for the persecuted church with the Voice of the Martyrs Global Prayer Guide. We'll connect you at our website. Elsewhere, most orphans in Eastern Europe and Central Asia will age out of the system without a family. That reality is driving Slava Gospel Association's program, Orphans Reborn. Eric Mock with SGA says just 15% of orphans in the region are adopted.
What do you do with the other 85% of these kids? Well, what SGA is doing, we help the local churches put their loving arms around these children and minister to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So these children with no hope are finding hope.
That mission played out recently at a Christmas outreach in Russia when one orphanage closed. An Orphans Reborn coordinator found another open door at an orphanage for children with special needs. For the first time, believers were welcomed inside. More than 130 children heard the Christmas message and received gifts.
But to these kids, it's more than what they get. It's the fact that they aren't forgotten, that they get something and they know that someone is thinking about them. And so through Orphans Reborn, they get the gift of family, the gift of the gospel, the gift of Christmas.
The Orphans Reborn coordinator was invited back to the orphanage at the end of January. So pray for ongoing open gospel doors. And finally, A3 has appointed Janelle Stoops as its new U.S. president effective January 23rd. Already well experienced in missions, A3 was interested in her specialty, innovation. In a day and age where A3 is expanding into new fields, they're looking to her leadership to develop Christ-like leaders who multiply churches and transform communities across Asia and beyond. Stoops says,
I believe that in order to see the gospel spread to every unreached and unengaged people group, it is going to take godly, Christ-like leaders who are reproducing disciples to see movement spread to the ends of the earth.
Her ministry path began with a trip to Central Asia. Sensing God's call to return, she lived and served there with her husband and daughters for 10 years.
When we were overseas, I had the privilege of seeing the very first church in that part of the country.
In predominantly Muslim communities, the family was often singled out for having only daughters, but they used it as an opening to reflect Christ's love to all people.
We also got to show the people that we were living with and around that God values men and women.
Back in the U.S., she had nearly three decades of global mission leadership. Those years prepared her for this role in A3, so pray that A3 advances Christ's work through the leaders that they train. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.